请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Body and health.
身体与健康。
A simple story about a boy who goes to the doctor to learn the names of his body parts.
一个简单的故事，讲述一个男孩去看医生，学习他身体部位的名字。
John is a six-year-old boy.
约翰是一个六岁的男孩。
He has a puppy.
他有一个小狗。
One day, he feels unwell.
一天，他感到不舒服。
Mom takes him to the doctor.
妈妈带他去看医生。
The doctor is very friendly.
医生很友好。
She asks his name.
他问他的名字。
John answers.
约翰回答。
The doctor checks his body.
医生检查他的身体。
She points to his head.
他指出他的头。
John says, "This is my head."
约翰说这是我的头。
The doctor smiles.
医生微笑。
Then she points to his arm.
然后他指向他的胳膊。
John says, "This is my arm."
约翰说这是我的胳膊。
The doctor says, "Very good."
医生说很好。
Finally, John learns all the names.
最后，约翰学到所有的名字。
He is happy.
他很高兴。
Mom thanks the doctor.
妈妈感谢医生。
John and mom go home.
约翰和妈妈回家。
Feelings and emotions.
感受和情感。
A drama about a day in the life of a person who experiences various emotions and learns to handle them.
一个关于某人日常生活体验不同情感并学习应对的戏剧。
In the early morning, she feels a sense of contentment.
清晨，她感到一种满足感。
She enjoys the warmth of the sunlight.
她享受温暖的阳光。
As the day progresses, she finds herself becoming anxious.
随着一天的进行，她发现自己变得焦虑。
In a conference call, she struggles to control her unease.
会议电话中，她努力控制不安。
When lunch arrives, she attempts to relax.
午餐时间到来，她试图放松。
She looks at the scenery outside the window and feels a bit better.
她观看窗外的风景，感到心情好一点。
In the afternoon, she immerses herself in her work.
午后，她沉浸于她的工作。
As the evening approaches, her mood swings start to fade.
随着黄昏的来临，情绪波动开始消退。
She chooses to take a walk, enjoying the peace of the night.
她选择去散步，享受夜晚的宁静。
In this moment of calm, she feels balanced again.
在这片刻的平静中，她觉得自己恢复了平衡。
On her way back home, she wonders what tomorrow will bring.
在回家的路上，她想到明天会怎样。
In the days to come, she knows more emotions will need to be faced.
接下来的日子里，她知道会有更多的情感需要面对。
However, she believes in her own strength.
然而，她相信自己的力量。
With challenges and conflicts, she grows.
与难题和冲突一起，她成长。
The ups and downs of life make her stronger.
生活的起伏让她变得坚强。
Greeting and farewell.
问候和告别。
A humorous tale about a character who travels across different countries and has to adapt to various ways of greeting.
一个幽默的故事关于一个角色穿越不同国家旅行，并且不得不适应各种问候方式。
One day, Alex decided to explore the world.
有一天，亚历克斯决定去探索世界。
His first stop was Japan.
他的第一站是日本。
In Tokyo, he learned to bow slightly to show his respect.
在东京，他学会了略微鞠躬来表示他的敬意。
Next, he went to France.
接下来，他去了法国。
In Paris, people greet each other by softly kissing on each cheek.
在巴黎，人与人打招呼的方式是轻轻地吻在每个脸颊上。
He found this style charming but slightly uncomfortable.
他觉得这种方式很有趣，但也有点让人不舒服。
Then, he headed to Italy.
然后，他前往意大利。
In this country, people enjoy greeting each other with warm hugs.
在这个国家，人们喜欢用热情的拥抱来问好。
Alex started to appreciate the warmth of these greetings.
亚历克斯开始享受这种问候的温暖。
Afterwards, he traveled to Russia.
之后，他前往俄罗斯。
In Russia, the traditional greeting is a firm handshake.
在俄罗斯，传统的问候是坚定的握手。
Alex greatly enjoyed this straightforward way of interaction.
亚历克斯非常享受这种直接的交流方式。
He continued his journey to India.
他继续前往印度。
In India, the traditional greeting is joining palms at the chest and saying, Namaste.
在印度，传统的问候是将双手合在胸前说 Namaste.
Alex appreciated this meaningful gesture of greeting.
亚历克斯喜欢这种充满意义的问候。
Today, he has mastered many forms of greeting.
今天，他已经掌握了多种问候方式。
His every journey ends with a unique farewell gesture.
他的每一次旅行都以独特的告别礼仪而告终。
In the hotel.
在酒店。
A complex narrative about a stay in a luxury hotel where the protagonist overcomes numerous challenges in communication.
关于入住豪华酒店的复杂故事，主人公在沟通中克服了无数挑战。
As he entered the opulent lobby, he was immediately overwhelmed by the splendor of marble and crystal.
当他走进豪华大厅时，他立刻被大理石和水晶的辉煌所震撼。
The receptionist at the front desk greeted him in fluent English.
前台的接待员用流利的英语向他问好。
He hesitated to make any special requests.
他犹豫是否提出特别的要求。
That afternoon, he decided to explore the hotel's amenities.
那个下午，他决定探索酒店的设施。
By the pool, he encountered the hotel manager.
在游泳池旁，他碰到了酒店经理。
They discussed new plans for enhancing guest experience.
他们讨论了关于提升客户体验的新计划。
In the evening, he visited the hotel's restaurant.
晚上，他参观了酒店的餐厅。
The menu offered an array of international cuisines.
菜单上有各种国际美食。
He tried the traditional French onion soup and was impressed by its flavor.
他尝试了传统的法式洋葱汤，对其味道印象深刻。
At the end of the meal, he decided to continue his exploration the next day.
在用餐结束时，他决定明天再做探索。
Despite his initial hesitation, he began to enjoy the experience.
尽管存在初始的犹豫，他开始享受这种体验。
He realized that overcoming the language barrier could bring rich emotions.
他意识到，跨越语言障碍能带来丰富的情感。
The trip was not just a holiday but a journey of self-discovery.
这次旅行不仅是一个假期，更是一个发现新自我的旅程。
He met people from different nationalities and found common topics.
他结识了不同国籍的人，并找到了共同的话题。
He shared stories and exchanged cultures with his new friends.
他与新朋友分享故事，交换文化。
Each interaction was an opportunity to learn.
每一次互动都是一次学习的机会。
As he adapted to the new environment, his confidence grew.
随着他适应新环境，他的自信心提高了。
He was immersed in the rich culture every day.
他每天都沉浸在丰富的文化中。
As the day of departure approached, he felt a sense of wistfulness.
随着离开日子的临近，他感到留恋。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。